everybody. Bob Claster's the name. Comedy's the game here on Funny Stuff. Half an hour of comedy brought to you every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, it's time for the second part of Who's On First, our tribute to baseball. That piece, by the way, was heard last week, so it won't be heard this week. But there's plenty of good stuff for this week. We're going to primarily concentrate on the Dodgers here because they clinched and they're going into the playoffs this upcoming week. And so I'll play some Dodger-related records. Also by special request from Larry Eng, I'll try to get in your request for the parody of Bruce Springsteen singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which I luckily just happened to bring with me, and all sorts of other things. So without any further ado, here's a record that was made by a group known as the Big Blue Wrecking Crew. In 1981, after they won the World Series and beat the Yankees, a great moment in baseball as far as I'm concerned. And it was two-sided, and we'll play both sides for various reasons. First of all, so that we can exult in the victory that we have now, we'll hear Steve Yeager, Rick Monday, Jay Johnstone, and Jerry Royce singing We Are the Champions. And later on, just to psych us up for this series against the Mets, we'll hear them sing New York, New York. But we'll start out with We Are the Champions, because for a little while, we are.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my face, but taking my vows and my curtain call.
You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it,
and I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it time for the whole human race.
Now here's one of the goofiest records ever recorded by a baseball player. This is an ex-Dodger, but in our hearts, he'll always be a Dodger. Here's Ron Say.
Standing here regarding the third baseline, much chubbing first, but it ain't far behind. Every now and then I make a good tag, playing the third base bag. In the springtime, summer time comes, I'll still be doing my thing. And if a fall wind is blowing, I dodge a pennant flag. I'm playing the third base bag. Well, I never get tired of dust in my eyes, or chasing ground balls, or catching hot flies. Standing here on a gorgeous day, waiting for the man to say it's time to play. I can't believe I made it, but I know it's no gag. I'm playing the third base bag.
What is a Dodger? That's easy. A Dodger is a baseball player. That's not the whole answer, is it? Let's take it from the beginning. The beginning is spring training, Vero Beach, Florida. A village thick with orange groves becomes overpopulated with ball players. A rookie is playing to become a Dodger. A veteran is playing to stay a Dodger. A Dodger is destiny. Exhibition games. They aren't important games because they don't count for the pennant. Let me tell you, they count big to each rookie and veteran. One pitch can make the change from major to minor. A Dodger is opening day. Dodger Stadium in red, white, and blue bunting. 56,000 eager fans. Announcement. Cheer. Distinguished citizens. Former great players. The Star-Spangled Banner. The national anthem and the national pastime go together. The governor throws out the first ball. Roseboro makes the bad pitch look good. The umpire roars, "Play ball!" A Dodger is the baseball season. A baseball season is hot afternoons in New York, windy nights in San Francisco, an outdoor game played indoors in Houston. It's a home run by inches or a foul ball by inches. It's missing a line drive by inches. Or making a spectacular catch by inches. A Dodger is a bum or a hero in the game of inches. There's the Dodgers' private plane. The team arrives in Chicago or Pittsburgh or Cincinnati at 4 a.m. The players have slept with victory, but not long enough. No city looks good at 4 a.m. The Dodgers are playing night or day against such talents as Aaron, Banks, Callison, Boyer, Clemente, McCovey, Gibson, Spahn, Stewart, and Mr. Willie Mays. A Dodger is a worthy opponent. A Dodger rates respect. It's All-Star game time, and the Dodger All-Stars are in it. It's also the season's halfway mark. The Dodgers are up there battling for first place. Each game is played like there's no tomorrow. But there is tomorrow, and years of yesteryears. A Dodger is tradition. Tradition is Pete Reiser running into a fence, Zach Wheat banging out a triple, Pee Wee Reese making an impossible catch. Tradition is Roy Campanella and Jackie Robinson, another voice of the Dodgers, saying what needed saying for a long, long time. A Dodger is destiny, and tonight it's a long game. The Dodgers, leading in the ninth, are in trouble. And Jim Brewer, a boy from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, makes the long walk from the bullpen in Dodger Stadium to relieve Don Drysdale from Van Nuys. There's a one-hopper to Dick Trusiewski of Einan, Pennsylvania, who flips to Maury Wills of Washington, D.C., who tosses to Wes Parker of West Los Angeles, California. And the game is over. An entire season to find out. I know the answer. Now, it's simple, yet it's unique. A Dodger is the sound of Sunday afternoon. A Dodger is a grown-up with a lot of little boy in him. What is a Dodger? A Dodger is a way of life.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 oh. I say O-M, O-M-A, O-M-A-L, O-M-A-L-L-E-Y, oh, really? No O'Malley. Sandy Koufax, oh, my Drysdale Morley. Wills, I love you so. And we defy, defy the J-I, J-I-N, J-I-N-T, J-I-N-T-S. Giants! Orlando Cepeda is at bat with the bases jammed. Orlando Cepeda with a wham, bam. He hit a grand slam in the very first inning, but it's only the beginning. In the third, like a fight, we get two on the way. Then fairly hits into a double play. Here comes Big Frank Howard, yes siree. Boy, what a swing! Strike three. O-dem B, O-dem B-U, B-U-M, B-U-M-S. Them bums, them bums, them dry bums. Oh, they may be bums, but they're my bums. Top of the fifth, say hey, Willie Mays hits a three-bagger down the right field line. But he's out trying to stretch it to a homer as Roseborough tags him on the bottom of the spine. With the crack you can hear all the way back up to San Francisco. Open your hospitals! Inning six, Maury Wills draws a walk in the coach's box. Leo DeRocher, Leo DeRocher starts to wiggle and to twitch. A signal? No, an itch. Go, Maury, go, Maury, go, go, go. Maury goes, the catcher throws right from the solar plexus. At the bag, he beats the tag, that mighty little waif. And umpire Conlon cries, you're out! Out? Out? Down in the dugout, Alston glowers. Up in the booth, Vin Scully frowns. Out in the stands, O'Malley grins. Attendance 50,000. And what does O'Malley do? Bottom of the ninth, four to nothing, last chance, push the button. Oh, we're pleading, begging on our knees. Come on, you Flatbush refugees. Maury Wills at bat, hit it for me once. Stu Miller throws, Maury bunts. Cepeda runs the field, the ball, and Hiller covers first. Haller runs the backup, Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Maury! Gilliam, up. Miller grunts. Miller throws. Gilliam bunts. Cepeda runs the field, the ball, and Hiller covers first. Haller runs the backup, Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Conlon! Willie Davis gets a hit, and Tommy does the same. Here comes Mr. Howard with a chance to win the game. Hit it once. Big Frank bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball. So does Hiller. So does Miller. Miller hollers Hiller. Hiller hollers Miller. Haller hollers Hiller. Points to Miller with his fist. And that's the Miller Hiller Haller Hallelujah twist. The Davis score is 4-4. Howard's still running the bases. From second to third, it's almost absurd. Amazement on everyone's faces. He's heading for home. He hasn't a chance. The poor nut is going to be dead. But the ball hits him right in the seat of his pants. And he scores. That's using your head. So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!
Baseball. I don't like no winter sports. Skiing. What's that? Skiing. It's for kids, that's what it is. Me, I'm a baseball man. Not only I like baseball, but I'm a Brooklyn Dodger man. And don't laugh at us people from Brooklyn, because we know what we're doing. The rest of the world's mixed up. I'll tell you the truth, I like to give you an impression of a true Brooklyn Dodger fan. As you probably know, all ball games in Brooklyn start at 1:30. Game starts 1:30, half past 7 in the morning, I find this fella standing in line. 7:30 in the morning. He wouldn't wait on line this long for a job. 11 o'clock, he yells to somebody, anybody. Open the gates, you creeps! I'm sweating! My sandwiches are spoiling! Finally, they open the gates. If they're waiting in line so long, you figure this guy run to the front row, front seat, wouldn't you? Not this fella. His favorite seat has been the 15th row behind a pole. He don't like baseball. 1 o'clock, somebody in a subtle Brooklyn voice will suggest that the ball game is about to begin. Something like, here comes the Brooks. Who's pitching? This fella says, let me look. I can see 20-20. 20 inches from one eye, 20 inches from the other eye. It's Oiskin. Oiskin! What are you doing? Throwing a game? This fella says, let him pitch. This fella says, I don't want it. Because let him pitch! Because I don't want it! You can let him pitch! Okay. You know, it wasn't for that fella said, okay, Oiskin would never pitch a ball game. Then the guy says, I'll bet you half a buck the first ball Carl throws is a strike. Put up or shut up. Put your money where your mouth is. I bet you half a buck against your glasses and send you home blind. He's trying to ball, it bets off. Strike one! Ah, blind you. Cost me half a buck. This goes on until about the ninth inning when the Brooklyn's leading 2-1. Possible. So the fella in center field bleachers begins to talk to Oiskin, a pitcher, to hold the lead. Oiskin's only 10 miles away, but he's gonna hear my boy. My boy's talking pretty loud. He sounds something like, pitch him, Carl! I'm with you! I'm with you, Carl, baby! I'm with you! Ball one. Don't mean a thing, Carl. You can do it anytime you want, baby. You're beautiful, baby. I'm with you. Boy, baby. Ball two. Let's feed him the bad ones, Ice. Don't give him nothing to hit. Throw the ball to his head, Carl. I'm with you, boy. Ball three. What are you doing? What are you doing? We took you out of the minors. For this? What are you doing? Ball four. Trade up to the Giants.
Four, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Okay, it was sort of a trip back into time there. Gradually, we went back to all the way back to Brooklyn. That was Phil Foster with a piece called The Brooklyn Baseball Fan. Before that, we heard Danny Kaye with the Dodgers song, Oh Really, No O'Malley, one of the rarest records in my collection. I'm always getting calls from people that want to borrow that and use that for various purposes. In fact, I have a suspicion that when you hear it played on KABC Dodger Talk, what you hear was taped from this show. But that's just a suspicion that I have. I wonder if anybody can confirm that or deny that for me. Let's see. What else? Before that, we heard Ron Say with Third Base Bag. And then again, the Big Blue Wrecking Crew, Steve Yeager, Rick Monday, Jay Johnstone, and Jerry Royce singing the theme from New York, New York. And what else? There was something else in there in between all that. Oh, yes. Vin Scully with What is a Dodger, for those of you who were wondering. And now, to fulfill that request, here is, I know nothing about who these people are or what they're doing, but it's a takeoff of Bruce Springsteen. This was the B-side. The A-side was the Bruce Springsteen's version of the theme from the Flintstones, and because of that, the artist named on the record is Bruce Springstone. But here is Bruce Springstone doing Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Up there. was just 2-2. Well, now the Keller knew just what to do. Well, just to cheer up a boy as she knew, she made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Oh, won't you buy me some peanuts and some Cracker Jack?
We're out of time, too. That's going to just about do it for yet another year of baseball goodies from the Funny Stuff Collection. I hope you enjoyed that. It really is a remarkable impersonation of Bruce Springsteen and the band. I think the band sounds great, too. Anyhow, let's see. Next week's program is going to be stuff having to do with back to school. I know that those of you who are back to school are already back to school, but the Peter Cook thing kind of messed everything around and the scheduling was a little off, so back to school special. You know, you've been back to school for a little while, and you'll appreciate the humor all the more, I'm sure. Back to school special is next week. What else? The address, Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, at KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. I didn't see that much interesting in the TV guide to tell you about as far as the world of comedy is concerned, so we'll skip that portion today. And I think that's about it. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, hoping that your team wins, assuming your team is the Dodgers, and that you will always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it, especially when Dwight Gooden is on the mound. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.